Hello, everyone. This is Randy Coggins II, and thank you so much for choosing to listen to this sermon today. Listen, I pray this teaching blesses you. This is on the subject of dominion. Yes, God has created you to have dominion over everything in your life. So listen, I pray you enjoy this message. Let's go into the live service now. Give it up for him. Oh, my Lord. I'm telling you, God is up to something good. God is up to something great. And how many of you in here came in here expecting to receive a miracle tonight? How many of you came in here expecting to receive a breakthrough and a blessing tonight? We serve a God, what? A God of miracles, a God of blessings, a God of breakthrough. And I believe that tonight is your night. Somebody just go ahead and touch your chest. Say, tonight is my night. Tonight is my night. Tonight is my night. I told you at the beginning of this week, Sunday night, we had a powerful service Sunday night. And last night, Monday night, was a powerful service. And tonight, I believe we are going higher. But the Lord spoke to me that this is going to be a week of dominion and favor. Somebody say dominion. Somebody say favor. Somebody say dominion. Somebody say favor. He said, Randy, this is going to be a week of dominion and favor. And I believe that God wants you to walk in total dominion and total favor in your life. Doesn't matter the situations, doesn't matter the perplexities, doesn't matter the issues. But I believe that God wants you to walk in total dominion and total favor in your life. And then Sunday night, we had a powerful service. God moved in a powerful way. I started the Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, talking about God being the author and the finisher of our faith. And then I continued that on Monday night, last night, talked about Joseph and how God is the author and the finisher, and we serve a God of completion, and how Joseph eventually he thanked his enemies for doing what they did to him, And how many of you thank God for enemies? Thank God for people because they strengthen you, they bring you into another. They think they're destroying you, but what the enemy meant for evil, God is turning it around and he is making it good. Somebody say, victory is mine. So now I want to get in more about dominion tonight. Somebody say dominion. Somebody say, I have dominion. Go with me to Genesis chapter 1, verses 28. The first promise that God gave man, wasn't a promise of lack. It was a promise of abundance. The first promise that God gave man was not a promise of poverty. It was a promise of abundance. And I want to read you a very quick scripture, very quick. I'm not going to preach and teach very long because I want to move and operate in the gifts tonight and pray over select people tonight. Tomorrow night, we'll be having a prayer call service. Everyone that will that comes to the service tomorrow night, I'm going to be giving you a prayer cloth and just as a point of faith contact. And we're just going to believe God to do something powerful. And then Thursday night, I'll be praying over everyone in attendance and anointing everybody with oil. And so call somebody, tell them to get here because I just feel like something good is about to happen, and we are tapping into something great and marvelous. Somebody say dominion. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. It says, and God blessed them. Somebody say blessed. God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over it. I'm going to say that one more time. And God what? Bless them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over everything on the earth. Somebody say, I have dominion. I want you to know tonight that it is God's promise over his people that they should have dominion over this earth. I don't care what kind of situation you're looking at. I don't care what kind of turmoil that you're looking at. I don't care what kind of perplexity you may be looking at. It is the will of God for you to have dominion over every situation, for you to have dominion over every area in your life, your family life, your physical body, your spirit, ma'am, your emotions, your mental state, your finances. It is the will of God for you to have dominion over that. And I just feel a spirit in this. I feel a heavenly spirit in this house. And the Lord told me to come and tell a few people tonight that it's time to walk in total dominion. It's time to walk in total dominion. What does that mean? He says, you have control. I feel the presence of the Lord in this house. He says, you have control. Everything that you see, you are supposed to have control over it. The situations in your life should not have control over you. You should have control over it. You speak to the mountain and it has to move. You speak to your finances and it has to increase. You speak to your business and it has to flourish. You speak to your family and they have to get saved. Why? Because it is the will of God that you should have dominion over everything in your life. But the enemy always creeps in and tries to tell you, you aren't worthy enough to have that kind of dominion. You aren't special enough to have that kind of dominion. But I came to tell you tonight, there is no devil in hell. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. There is no devil in hell that can stop the dominion that God has given you. Because it was promised to us at the beginning of time, after he created. Watch this. God created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, rested on the seventh. He threw the stars in the sky. He put everything that we see. Our God created it. And now what makes you think, if he did all of that, what makes you think that your situation is too big for your God to handle? There is no mountain that is too high. There is no valley that is too low where God cannot get to where you are. And let me tell you tonight, he hears every prayer. He hears every cry. And whatever you need, all you have to do is speak it and things begin to happen. All you have to do is speak those things that are not as though they already are. So what does that mean? Before the money gets here, speak that thing into existence. Before the family gets saved, speak them into the kingdom. Before you get that business, speak that thing into the atmosphere. Before you get that promotion, speak that thing into the atmosphere. Why? Your words have power. Say, I have power. The same power that raised Christ Jesus from the dead is the same power that is living on the inside of you tonight. And the word decrees and declares, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you're going to reap if you faint not. And I came to tell a few people in this house, because you did not give up, because you did not give in, God says you're about to step into reaping season like you've never seen before. You're about to step into reaping season like you have never seen before, because God is making a way, and it's time to step in dominion. It's time to step in authority. It's time to step in that heavenly anointing that God wants us to walk in. It is his will. Somebody say, it's his will. Somebody say, it's his will. It is not the will of God for you to be sick. It is not the will of God for you to be hurting. It is not the will of God for you to be broke. It is not the will of God for you to have to go through any of those things. It is his will. What? Genesis chapter 1 verse 28. He said, it didn't say, and he cursed them. It says, and he blessed them. We are what? The seed of Abraham. And the same blessings, I feel faith rising in this room, the same blessings that Abraham saw, we can have it. Somebody say, I can have it. Why can we have it? Because we have dominion over everything that concerns your life. And I just came to tell a few people tonight that there is no curse, there is no attack that can stop the dominion that God has placed into your hands. Don't ever let anybody tell you you don't have authority to do anything. Because you have divine authority, thus saith the Lord. Because if God brought you to where you are, I told you what, we serve a God of what? Completion. Somebody say completion. And so if God brought you to where you are, then God has to take you the rest of the way there. And I just came to tell you tonight that the promises are being fulfilled. The dreams are coming to pass. The visions are coming to pass. Because God says, I see what you are doing. And I hear every prayer. And I see every tear. And anything you want, I'm going to give it to you. Because I have promised it to you. I promised it to you generations ago. I gave you a blessing generations ago, and you have the authority and you have the power to walk in it. It is time for the people of God to walk in this divine dominion power. Somebody say dominion. And when you have dominion, you also have favor. There is nothing like favor. Favor will take you places that money cannot buy. Favor will take you place. Favor will put you before people that you could not make an appointment with. Favor will put things in your hands that you do not have the capability to get by yourself. I am who I am because of the favor of God. And you are who you are because of the favor of God. I came to decree and declare over your life tonight that you are stepping into unmerited favor tonight. You're stepping into another level of favor tonight, because this is the time, this is the hour, and this is the day for a miracle. Why? Because I have dominion and no devil in hell can stop me. I have dominion. No family member can stop me. No banker can stop me. No real estate agent can stop me. No disease can stop me. I can't be sick because I have dominion. I can't be broke because I have dominion. And I'm getting what I want, and I want it right now. Somebody get what you want right now. Say, I'm getting my miracle. I'm getting my breakthrough. I'm getting my inheritance. I'm getting it right now, because dominion is mine. Inheritance is mine. I take it back by force right now. I wish I had a few people in here that believe like I believe, that if God be for you, then who can be against you? I wish you'd praise God because dominion is here. I feel the Holy Ghost. I wish you'd praise God because dominion is here. Breakthrough is here. The trial is over. The battle is over. The storm is over. Now is the time. He says he blessed them. Be fruitful and multiply. I prophesy fruitfulness in this house. I prophesy multiplication in this house. You are stepping into the greatest season of your life. God is getting ready to take you into another level, to take you into another place, because this is your time. This is your day. This is your hour for a miracle in this house. Oh, come on, come on, come on. It's your time. It's your season. It's your hour. God spoke to me this afternoon, and he said, Randy, tell them that the cycle is broken. I feel the Holy Ghost in here. He says, Randy, tell them the cycle is broken. I wish you would break it tonight. Break it. What your mother had to go through, you don't have to go through. What your grandmother had to go through, you don't have to go through. Because the cycle is broken over your life, over your money, over your finances. It is broken. It's broken. But let me tell you something. Watch this. Stay where you are. Let me tell you something. I'm about to move in the gift. Let me tell you something. When a cycle stops on a woman, that means she is impregnated with a seed. I feel the Holy Ghost in here. When a cycle is broken on and has stopped on a woman, that means now she is impregnated with something. And so I decree and declare over people in this house, tonight the cycle is over and the cycle is stopped. But what does that mean? Don't just shout because the cycle's over, but shout because you got something cooking. I feel the Holy Ghost in here. Shout because you're about to give birth to the greatest miracle that you've ever seen in your entire life. Just a little while to stay, just a little while to wait, just a little while, because God is working it out. I said he's working it out. I said he's working it out. I said he's working it out. Every plan of the enemy is gone tonight. Every plan of the enemy is stopped tonight. Every spell and curse is broken tonight, because we have dominion. Somebody lift up your hands and just decree and declare and say, I have dominion. Say, I have dominion. Come on, say, I have dominion. One more time, say, I have dominion. Now worship him tonight. Worship him tonight. Come on, worship him. Worship him. You're stepping in. Oh, yeah. Oh, come on, worship him. Come on, worship him. Come on, worship him. Come on, magnify him.
I pray that you enjoyed this sermon teaching today. Listen, stay connected with us at randycogginsministries.com. Sign up for our free email blast. And I'm telling you, I'm excited about your future. Until next time, always remember, one word from God can change your entire life.